So I came over to talk about Daylight and Cursed DVD bins, and now we're sitting here because Val Kilmer died.
Yeah, it didn't feel real. Still doesn't, really.
I thought we had more time, you know? Not with him specifically, just with this kind of guy, that weird in-between movie star, iconic, but always off to the side of the frame.
Val was a scene stealer. Even when the scene wasn't his, you always remember the Val parts, even in movies you don't want to remember.
I keep thinking about that scene in Heat where he reloads the gun like it's a dance move, or Top Secret, where he sings a love ballad to a cow puppet.
And he committed to both like they were Shakespeare.
You ready to hit record?
We're already rolling.
Good.
Let's talk about Val. Wait, did you change the theme music?
Yeah, I made an executive decision.
You swapped out our usual lo-fi chaos for sad piano.
Anything is possible with license-free music.
All right, fair enough.
We're in Jeff's garage. Steve's hopping on Zoom in a few. And we're doing this episode because we lost somebody who meant a lot to movie people. We lost Val Kilmer.
This isn't a bit. This isn't a segment. This is just a moment. A pause for the guy who made us lean closer to the screen every time he showed up.
And somehow, always cooler than the main character.
Always.
I saw the news on Twitter. One of those black and white photo posts, no caption. And your brain just knows, okay, we lost somebody.
I texted you like, Val? And you just sent back the crying emoji and a YouTube link to the Top Secret trailer.
It was how I grieved. That trailer heals.
Oh, that's Steve. Hold on.
Hey,
Hi, Steve.
Hey, sorry. I'm here. I was stuck in the longest meeting ever. I checked my phone and saw your text.
Hey, buddy. Glad you're here.
I brought a soda and emotional damage.
Perfect. You fit right in here in the garage.
I don't even know where to start. I think the first thing I saw him in was Batman Forever, and yeah, I know. But I was like 7, and it was the first time I thought Bruce Wayne might own cologne.
I think mine was Willow. He was this dirtbag swordsman with too much hair and just the right amount of mischief.
I actually saw Top Gun first, and I'll be honest, Iceman scared the hell out of me. He had that stare, that icy, I know I'm better than you, and I'm not even sweating look.
Yeah. He played cool with menace. But then he'd do something like Real Genius, and he's just a lounge lizard in bunny slippers hacking lasers.
Real Genius is my comfort food. Every single line is delivered like he knows he's the smartest person in the room. But he's still rooting for the underdog.
That was Kilmer in a nutshell. He elevated everything, even when the movie didn't deserve it. Okay, so I made a list. I was pacing in the garage after I set up the mics, and I just needed to process.
You made a Val Kilmer power ranking?
Of course you did. Let's hear it.
Top 5. Here we go. 1. Tombstone. There is no other answer. He is Doc Holliday. 2. Heat. He doesn't say much, but he says everything with a ponytail. 3. Top Secret. Absurd. Brilliant. Elvis parody meets WW2 spy spoof. 4. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. A comeback, a reinvention, and he nails it. 5. The Doors. Whether or not you liked the movie, he became Jim Morrison, unreal performance.
I would swap in Real Genius.
I'd fight to include Willow. He carries that movie's energy like a raccoon with a flask.
And yeah, Top Gun has to be somewhere. He was the only person who could make Tom Cruise look short and insecure.
Did you guys see the doc they made a few years ago, just called Val?
Yeah. Watched it with headphones on late one night. It felt like getting a voicemail from someone you didn't realize you still loved.
I haven't seen it. I've heard it's raw, like tough, but good.
It is. He filmed so much of his life. Backstage, on set, at home, it's all him. But it's also this time capsule of a dude who loved being part of something bigger. Movies. Just being in it.
He lost his voice, but he never stopped making noise. That's the part that stuck with me.
He kept creating. Even when Hollywood forgot him a little, he was still doing the work. He never stopped showing up.
And that, like, that's the legacy. Beyond all the roles. Beyond the quotes. Val Kilmer never coasted. He cared. We'll go back to weird movie rants next week. But today, it's just this.
If you haven't seen Tombstone lately, go rewatch it. Let Val remind you how good an actor can be when they've got style, guts, and a little madness.
And if real genius is collecting dust in your shelf, fix that. It's 97 minutes of joy and lasers.
We love movies. That's why we do this show. And Val Kilmer made loving movies even better. We'll be back to our usual chaos next Thursday. More weird stories, more VHS tangents, more fast food trauma. You know, normal.
And this Monday, we're still dropping our Firm episode. Tom Cruise gets chased by paperwork and Wilford Brimley. You don't want to miss it.
And hey, seriously, thank you to everyone who's been hitting us up on the Facebook page. The love on Captain Ron and Escape from L.A. has been wild. We read all of it.
We didn't plan this one, but it felt right. Sometimes a movie guy just matters, and Val Kilmer mattered.
Take care of yourselves. Watch a good movie this weekend, and yeah, maybe dust off a VHS or two.
Rewind responsibly, or don't. We're not your parents.
Producer Jeff hopes you have enjoyed this program.